Fewer black men are attending medical school now than there were in the 1970s.
When you look at in terms of the number of physicians in this country, only 2% are black men. So that's appalling.
That's Dr. Kelvin Nguyen, an associate professor at the University of Illinois College of Medicine, Peoria. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, February 10th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. When it comes to the Peoria area's wish list for state legislators, there's a lot of needs, but one clearly comes in as priority number one. Tim Shelley reports.
The Peoria area's government officials presented their joint legislative agenda to the region's state lawmakers yesterday. It includes everything from road repairs to tax credits. But Peoria Mayor Jim Artis says there's a big elephant in the room.
Our number one item that has to be addressed, and it needs to be in the largest font you could put on that piece of paper. It has to be bold, and it has to be underlined, and it has to be help us address the pension.
Public safety pensions remain the city's largest unfunded liability. City Manager Patrick Urich says in 2008, pension payments accounted for 11% of the city's operating budget. That's now ballooned to 20% with no end in sight.
We believe that at this current pace that we're on, nearly one of every $8 that we have in the general fund will be going to support pensions over and above what we're currently contributing with property taxes towards pension.
Urich says the city supports legislation to extend the amortization period out to a rolling 30-year period beyond the current 2040 deadline. The city is also backing legislation to eliminate a 3% compounded increase for new hires starting next year. To view the full legislative wish list, head to WCBU.org. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. State health officials report 2,082 new illnesses and 20 fatalities, bringing Illinois' total since mid-March to more than 1.15 million cases and 19,686 deaths. The Peoria Park District will honor Park Board President Robert Johnson tonight. Johnson became a trustee in 1995 and has served as president since 2019. He's the first African-American to serve in this role. And the Peoria International Airport will offer 10 days of nonstop direct service to Rapid City, South Dakota this August. It coincides with the famous Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Two Peoria area physicians and educators will take part in an upcoming forum discussion on the growing need for more black male doctors. Joe Deacon reports.
Dr. John Fonge and Dr. Kelvin Nguyen are both black men and professors at the University of Illinois College of Medicine, Peoria. In their roles, they have seen evidence of the racial disparity among healthcare professionals. Nguyen, a practicing family medicine specialist with Unity Point Healthcare, says the trend has been heading the wrong way for decades.
When you look at in terms of the number of physicians in this country, only 2% are black men. So that's appalling. And then when you look at medical school enrollment, you know, back in, 1978-79, the enrollment was actually about 3.1%. And actually in 2019-2020, it was lower at 2.9%.
A practicing pediatrician with OSF Healthcare, Fonge says attracting more black men into medical careers is critical to the well-being of the black community.
And that disparities play a role into how our communities are taken care of and receive care. There's known literature, known data and reports that black people are just more comfortable when they're taken care by doctors who look like them. So with the known disparities in the healthcare field, just having more black men and black individuals help close that gap.
The upcoming feature-length documentary, Black Men in White Coats, examines this diversity crisis and explores ideas to reverse the decline. Nguyen says the problem is rooted in systemic racism and points to our schools for not laying the groundwork for minority students to pursue medical careers.
I think the education system is failing young black boys. I think it's failing with that in terms of there's a lower number of black boys that participate in gifted and magnet programs and AP programs and STEM courses. The number of kids that are suspended for disciplinary actions and stuff in schools are young black boys. And so that's a disparity there. I love the particular quote. If you remember, former President George W. Bush phrased it, the soft bigotry of low expectations. I think there's actually just in terms of low expectations that have been unfortunately placed on, you know, on black boys.
Fonge says this also makes it harder for young black men to get into medical schools.
In terms of access to education, this is not a recent issue. It stems back generations. Minorities and black individuals haven't had as easy access to attend colleges as their counterparts who are non-black. So if you have trouble attending college or attending education, then right there, there's a barrier. The community you may live in, seeing other individuals who look like you who are doctors, it's hard to imagine yourself being a physician if there's not many people who look like you.
Wynn agrees the paucity of black male doctors as role models is compounding the dilemma.
I wanted to become a doctor. I forgot how old I was, but I was certainly at a young age. And one of the main reasons for that is because my family doctor growing up was a black male. And so I saw that that was something achievable. Unfortunately, a lot of black boys, black teenagers, they don't get to see that. When black boys see that there is somebody that looks like them, that's in that particular role, hopefully that can be nurtured and everything, they can see that that's something achievable.
Wynn says the need to have more black men become doctors should be treated like a public health issue. Fonge says the first step toward reversing the trend is realizing that barriers exist, then working to overcome them. Black men in white coats will be available in Central Illinois next week through a partnership between the Illinois Prairie District Public Library, the Peoria Public Library, and the Chillicothe Public Library District. I'm Joe Deacon.
Find more from both conversations and details on the documentary and forum discussion at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Okay, now here it is. One final reminder that you're invited to WCBU's inaugural Radio Faces event. It's happening tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow you can meet NPR's Aisha Roscoe and Scott Detrow from the comfort of your living room. They'll field your questions about reporting from Washington. Tickets are still available at WCBU.org.